Venice was not a cheerful or fashionable place in 1862. The city had been under Austro-Hungarian occupation more or less continuously since 1815. After a serious rebellion in 1848-9, the military presence had been strengthened. Ned and Georgie arrived to find artillery trained on the Piazzetta from the arcade of the Ducal Palace and uniformed officers everywhere in sight. Social life was muted. The hectic carnival spirit of Byron's days was over as many of the wealthy families moved to the mainland. The Palazzi were beginning to look shabby, the Fenice Opera House was closed indefinitely, and the tourists stayed away. Ned and Georgie booked into the Hotel de Ville, the former Palazzo Loredan on the Grand Canal, felt stranded. Ned wrote home to Rossetti, "Georgie and I are alone in a vast hotel and dine alone at a table set for 50. We are perishing, though, for home news. Either no one will write to us, or they write treason and enclose diagrams of new fortifications, and the Austrians burn the letters, for none come to us, except one very large one from Top, weighing 100 weight and positively having 20 shilling stamps on it." Morris's package contained a wadge of tracing paper for Ned's stained glass designs and not a word of news. He was not feeling his best. A trip by gondola on their first evening had left him very seedy. He was feverish and ill in the night. Georgie suspected the illness was malarial, picked up from the murky canal waters, and from then on they went everywhere by foot. But Venice very quickly began to work its magic. Burne-Jones had a good sense of topography and was soon finding his way around the complicated and mysterious city as if he had been born there. "Venice do look so jolly. There is not nearly as much heat as in a hot London day. Besides, a good fresh wind has been blowing all this week. It's simple heaven, except sometimes where there's a hell of a stink enough to stifle you." He could not resist retracing the steps of his earlier visit, reclaiming its excitement, afterwards telling Rossetti how he had taken Georgie round by harbour, "because I remembered when Val and I once passed under a brig, we were startled." And then there were great new surprises, like the sunset he and Georgie watched one evening from the Piazzetta, when the facade of the Ducal Palace, flooded with a pink golden light, was reflected back again from the upturned faces of a silent, awestruck crowd.